This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a National Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The American Land Forces Institute is the premier advocate for the United States land-based military personnel. This loving band of brothers and sisters reach into their soul every day to find the strength, energy, and commitment to protect our personal freedoms and way of life. Since World War II, our land forces, that comprise only 4% of armed forces personnel, have suffered 84% of all military fatalities. As the primary sponsor of post-traumatic growth, ALFI is assisting in the reshaping of policies to protect the optimum recruitment, management, supply, and reassimilation back into civilian life for each of America's greatest heroes. Go to the ALFIinstitute.org website, that's ALFinstitute.org, and demonstrate your commitment to protect and defend those who expect the least and give the most by donating today. American Land Forces Institute, the premier advocate for the United States land-based military personnel. Go to ALFIinstitute.org.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Tuscan Show, and of course, running shotgun with us today is none other than Steve Starrs. Hey there, Steve.
Hey, I'm glad to be back with you, Bob. Big night for you, a debut. Great new show and new hours. Why don't you tell everybody what's going on and fill me in as well, because I'm learning by the minute. It's hard to keep up with Bob Tuscan, but if you listen, you'll learn. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, yeah, there's some stuff going on, Steve. We have some new affiliates picking up the show. I want to send a shout-out to all of them. We have this time slot that we're going to be at from now on, from 9 to midnight Central Time, Monday through Friday. You can tune into the Bob Tuscan Show. And oftentimes you will hear my good friend and colleague, Steve Starrs. Steve, we got to start things off with what's on everybody's mind right now. And to do that, we will preface this with our custom bumper music here for what we like to call the illegal manufactured war reports.
Everywhere I look, there's war. Imposed on people who don't want no more. Everywhere I look, there's war. Imposed on people who don't want no more. No, 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 no. No, no. Don't nobody want your war. Da 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 da.
All right, it's the Bob Tuscan Illegal Manufactured War Report, and of course, Syria is the most recent of wars along the lines of Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, and the list goes on and on. Nobody likes this Syrian conflict, not even the military. There's talk of a military revolt against Barry Sotero's attack on Syria. The fact of the matter is, even though they're presenting this as something that's going to be discussed by the Congress, Barry Sotero, as he has said explicitly, is ready to go to war with Syria. Oh, wait, it's not boots on the ground, so don't worry, we'll just be dropping some bombs. Yeah, Barry, that still doesn't cut it for me, because you see here, the long-term repercussions of this conflict are still on the table. We have Iran, ultimately, who is a major target from both ourselves and Israel. And then beyond that, we have Russia and China, which remain to be the wild card. Steve, this is really heating up. You heard John Kerry's talk last week where he essentially made the case and propagandized the nation with the fear-mongering tactics from Skull and Bones member John Kerry that we must go in and create this conflict with them, Steve. What's your take on the most recent updates with Syria?
Well, I think the most encouraging thing I've seen so far is finally the military is standing up to Obama. And that's going across all over the internet. You go to Drudge Report, you know, you go to InfoWars, you go to a number of different places, even WorldNet Daily. There are a number of people who have expressed outrage against this. And, of course, Congress itself is slowly getting together here. But it's about time. I mean, this is where it needs to stop. I believe this isn't mutiny. This is standing up for the Republic of the United States of America and the laws that govern our war policies. Barack Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sotero, with his multi-talented means of just utter hypocrisy, has now drafted Kerry into the same thing. They're playing some of Kerry's old Vietnam speeches. And there's pictures on Drudge Report of him having dinner just a few years ago with Assad. I mean, the whole thing is absolutely outrageous. That somebody's firing on the UN investigators, and of course you never know who that is, but it's probably people who don't want them there trying to blame the other side, just like the Syrian gas attacks, which we reported a long time ago, Bob, were very suspicious and probably linked more likely to the rebels than anyone else, and we've been saying that from the very beginning, and that's been the consensus. So everything's coming apart here on Mr. Obama. The question is, how far is this idiot going to go? I mean, how far can he possibly go with this? Because, I mean, we're talking about a serious situation with a confrontation with the American people. What is it, 91%, at least according to the Drudge Report poll, are very opposed to this war. There's absolutely no reason to get involved with this. And, yes, people are going to die because the armaments in Lebanon are far bigger than they were in 2006 when Israel was repelled. And they have the S-300 missiles in Syria right now, too, Bob, as you know. So there's a lot of people signing up and people covering their faces, tweeting these messages. I didn't join the Marine Corps to fight for Al-Qaeda in the Syrian conflict. And he's running into a lot of opposition. I think this has got to be his biggest and most stupid mistake yet. And I hope he continues with it, at least to the point where somebody says, that's it. We're done with this guy.
Well, that's the question, Steve. Are the people of this country and the world going to stand up against this sort of tyrannical government? And I wonder that. This is a solution-oriented show. We like to talk about not just the potential for World War III, but what we can do about it. Senator Rand Paul was on none other than Meet the Press recently and had some choice words for the U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry, throwing his own words back at him to make the point that the military action in Syria would have dire consequences for the U.S. He says, quote, "He's famous for saying, how can you ask a man to be the last one to die for a mistake? I would ask John Kerry, how can you ask a man to be the first one to die for a mistake," Paul said during a powerful appearance again on NBC's Meet the Press. So members of the Congress see through this. The overwhelming majority of the American people are calling this, you know, nothing more than warmongering for the military-industrial complex. But for whatever reason, the delusion suit Barry Sotero seems to think that this is for the children, that this is because they have used chemical weapons. The idea that because they've used chemical weapons, and chemical weapons are so darn dangerous and so darn, what's the description here I'm looking for? So darn against humanity that, well, that justifies us getting involved, killing more people, even if they did use chemical weapons. Should that justify our killing of even more people? And the simple answer is no. And we cannot forget, of course, John Kerry, I'm sure, does not forget, that in Vietnam we used something called Agent Orange, created by Monsanto,
yep,
a chemical weapon used on the people in Vietnam. So there you go, Steve. It's hypocrisy at its finest.
Yeah, absolutely is, and most people don't realize that Mitt Romney's first big job with Bain Capital Partners out of college was PR to cover up the Agent Orange problems that they had. I mean, you would think that some people would estimate, of course, that if Mitt Romney were in office right now, it would be any different. I can tell you he was a good buddy with Bibi Netanyahu a long, long time ago, back when Bibi was selling furniture, Bob. And, I mean, you know, I think it would be far worse now with Romney. Obama, I think we're lucky that Obama is so stupid, because obviously this guy has got himself in a heap of trouble. And I can't tell you how soon it's going to come apart on him. But, I mean, this is going to get very serious. Hezbollah has at least 10 times the lethal power that they had in 2006 in southern Lebanon. Story here, you know, of course, even China is seriously concerned over unilateral military action against Syria. We're talking about China. We're talking about Russia. We're talking about the whole region inflamed here. Now, if this thing gets touched off and these weapons are launched from Syria and from Hezbollah, it's going to mean a lot of Jews are going to die. But, Bob, apparently they don't care about that, because this is about expanding the Israeli borders. And they will sacrifice 100,000 Jews to expand Israel.
If they are even Jewish people there, many of these people are transients from Russia and so on and so forth. Steve, we're coming up to our first break of the evening. When we come back, we will continue to hit this hard. Don't go anywhere.
I do not respect an oath breaker. Anybody who's holding a public office has taken the oath to defend the Constitution of the United States. That does not mean you put how you feel first, how you emotionally react to a tragedy first, because you think it's better that I will be safer, you abrogate my constitutional rights. That's breaking your oath, and I have no respect for that. I am a mom, and there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard, because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
So the military is not behind this, and I've heard from several people in the armed forces that this is not something that they signed up for. We saw the tweets that have gone out. We've seen the photos now that have become a meme all throughout the social networking websites. It's essentially various soldiers holding up the paper in front of their face. And that paper says, bottom line, I did not sign up for the armed forces to fight for Al-Qaeda in a Syrian conflict. And that's the craziness of all of this. The bottom line is that if you believe in the narrative here, what they're telling you is that the government of Syria, under the crazy dictator, and I'm using air quotes here, Bashar al-Assad, is fighting against the freedom fighters, a.k.a. Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, the same Al-Qaeda that was a major threat to us throughout the last 10-plus years. Well, wait a second, Bob. Wait a second, Steve. You're telling me that Al-Qaeda is now the same very group that we are trying to fund, that we are trying to help aid in a civil war conflict? That's right, folks. Al-Qaeda is back at it at its finest. Why is this Barry Sotero administration so determined to have the U.S. military help Al-Qaeda win the civil war in Syria? Why are we being told that the U.S. has no choice but to help rabid jihadist terrorists, if you believe the official narrative, that are slaughtering entire Christian villages, brutally raping Christian women, and joyful beheading of Christian prisoners? If you're a Christian, you should not want anything to do with these genocidal lunatics. If you're a human being, you should not want anything to do with these crazies. But we're being told that because of one wrong, that the ends justify the means. This is the Hegelian dialectic at its finest. This is media manipulation, fear-based propaganda at its best. And if you buy this, folks, well, I got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. Steve?
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Bob. And, you know, what we're looking at here, of course, is just a cross of terms and a serpentine path of all the propaganda entangled in such a knot of hypocrisy at this point. It's almost impossible to differentiate between what's really happening. But the fact is people are waking up to false flag attacks. They have worn that out since Oklahoma City, since 9/11, since so many other things out there. We've had so many problems with all this going on for so long. And, you know, now people are starting to realize that when these things happen, you cannot trust the news media and you cannot trust the president or the administration about what's going on there. And all around the world, they're realizing that Assad wasn't behind the chemical attacks. It was Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, as you put it, because we started this, the base. It was called the base many years ago with the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. It's the same group of people. It's a group of thugs. It's just basically the worst kinds of mercenaries you can possibly have, and they are eliminating Christians. They're getting rid of anybody that's out there in that area, and this is part of that whole process. How they're involved with the Royal Saudi family is a big mystery in itself, but we know they're behind that as well. The Muslim Brotherhood, friends, was started by MI6 and British intelligence years ago. So, you know, absolutely. Even China now has opposed all of this. They said the unilateral attack there is outrageous. Barack Obama's against everybody in the world, and it's not going to fly. So the question is, how far is this going to go before he backs down? That's the real issue.
Well, Steve, can I interject, please?
Yes, go ahead.
Do you think Barry Sotero is really the one pulling the strings here?
No, I don't, because he doesn't have a lick of sense anyway, and if it wasn't written on his teleprompter, you know, he wouldn't be able to say anything about this.
More of a symbol. He's more of a suit, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, he is. And, of course, you know, he was dead on arrival as far as ever having any credibility from the very beginning. And how he ended up being reelected or even stays in office to this hour is a question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the United States especially, wake up, pinch yourself. Yes, Barack Obama is president of the United States. This is not a dream.
this guy is for real in terms of at least who he is as an imposter. He's an imposter dictator. And there's no excuse at all for anybody in Congress for going along for this. So let's see how long it goes. I'm glad our friends in the military are finally standing up. It's time that the people in the rank and file in the military said, hell no, we're not going there anymore. It's time that we restore the republic, or at least take this man down with Biden and the rest of the administration, yokels and locals, placed right in power there by the Jesuit power structure, the Freemasons, the Illuminati, if you like, call them whatever you want, the New World Order.
The octopus.
That's right. The evil elite, that's what they are. That's all he is.
The powers that shouldn't be, as I like to call them, Steve. To continue to paint the picture of the geopolitical situation right now in the Middle East, let's take a look at Hezbollah. Hezbollah has mobilized ahead of a potential U.S.-Syria strike, which is an interesting piece of the puzzle here. Lebanon's Shia Hezbollah group, a close ally of the Syrian regime, is redeploying its forces ahead of possible U.S. strikes on Damascus, according to witnesses in Lebanon. The reports come as the Daily Al-Akhbar, which is close to both Hezbollah and the Syrian regime, said on Monday that the group had, quote, called on all its officers and members to man their positions. Residents speaking to the AFP in southern Lebanese city of Tahrir said that there appeared to be a general mobilization of the group's members, even if such a movement was not being publicly discussed. And this could have repercussions beyond just Syria. This could get into a regional war in the area that could have even potential legs with countries like Russia. And that really is the wild card here. What is the Russian situation all about? I haven't wrapped my head around it entirely. I don't know that you have either, Steve, but it remains to be kind of a wild card, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, well, you know, we've talked about this before, Bob, and we predicted that Russia will be emerging as the dominant power in the Middle East without a doubt in a very short period of time. And the reason why is they can let this play out. It's like when we were watching them fail in Afghanistan. They're watching us do the same thing now. You know, the entire thing is coming apart. No one can hold Afghanistan for very long. And that has been such a corrupt situation for so long, and it's coming to an end. Iraq is in a very dangerous situation still, friends. There's a group called ISIS there, if you've been watching this, a group of revolutionaries who are joining both with Shiite and Sunni and a number of different groups, the old Baathists, of course, and so many people in Iraq. So that's far from over. And even with all the military contractors, that war never really ended. But as we said before, and we pointed out, Hezbollah repelled Israel on the ground in 2006. Israel really lost that excursion, and we're lucky to get it back across the demilitarized zone there into northern Israel, right, without really being burned as badly as they could have. And, of course, they were repelled out of there. Since that time, Hezbollah has rearmed with as much as 10 times the armaments, which are far more lethal. They're not the old Scud weapons that they used to have. They're far more directional. And I have family or relatives by marriage that I know, good people, Christian people in southern Lebanon, okay? They've been there for a long time. I ask them, what's it like? And they say, creepy. It's creepy down there.
I bet. At any given time, they can be attacked, and there's another conflict on the horizon. Steve, did you hear about the police breaking up a Masonic drug-fueled orgy? That's right.
I did.
I'll tell you about this, and we'll play some audio from the news report on this Masonic drug-fueled orgy.
The Bob Tuscan.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The American Land Forces Institute is the premier advocate for the United States land-based military personnel. This loving band of brothers and sisters reach into their soul every day to find the strength, energy, and commitment to protect our personal freedoms and way of life. Since World War II, our land forces, that comprise only 4% of armed forces personnel, have suffered 84% of all military fatalities. As the primary sponsor of post-traumatic growth, ALFIE is assisting in the reshaping of policies to protect the optimum recruitment, management, supply, and reassimilation back into civilian life for each of America's greatest heroes. Go to the ALFIEInstitute.org website, that's ALFInstitute.org, and demonstrate your commitment to protect and defend those who expect the least and give the most by donating today. American Land Forces Institute, the premier advocate for the United States land-based military personnel. Go to alfieinstitute.org.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Beautiful downtown Battle Creek Masonic Center. Renting our facility, please call Charlie at 269.
We called Charlie and told him how police sources described to us an out-of-control sex party scene. Police sources told us the first officer to walk inside was shocked to find a couple performing a lewd sex act right in front of him, along with multiple nude women, drugs, and men videotaping it all behind these closed doors.
That was the report of a Masonic temple in Michigan that police had broken up, finding a shocking drug-fueled orgy being hosted by a secretive Masonic lodge. And this wasn't the first time it's happened, authorities warn. Officers were called to the prominent building in downtown Battle Creek, Michigan, which sits across a park from police headquarters at about 2:15 a.m. Sunday morning. They found five women dancing on a stage naked. They also reportedly discovered a couple having sex in the lodge and several men standing around filming the action. Now, this really doesn't disturb me, Steve, and I'll tell you why. Fact of the matter is, there are some groups, and I'm not talking about your average Mason, I'm not talking about Masonry on the whole, but I'm talking about some compartmentalized aspects of evil in our world today. I don't want to give them a label. You can call them Satanist, perhaps. You can call them Aberrant for sure. You can call them sick for sure. But these people are involved with not only drug use. And don't get me wrong, the fact that this is going on is hypocrisy, at the least. But they're not involved in just drug use. These people are involved in pedophilia. These are pedophiles. They have pedophile rings that include prominent people in our society that live a double life. You don't believe me? You think I'm making this up? Look what happened in Boys Town. Do you know the story of Boys Town?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Steve, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about what happened in Boys Town?
Well, we remember that all back a long time ago, and of course it's been going on for quite a long time as well, because we've covered this. And the thing about the American news media has very little to say about the pedophilia rings that are going on in upper elite categories of people who are involved with what we call secret societies, whether they be directly related to Freemasons or not. So, I mean, this thing in Battle Creek, isn't that where they make Kellogg's anyway? I mean, that good cereal?
Right, no, never no, mind. No. Is that where they make them?
But you remember the entire thing, you know, the whole thing that went on back there with Don King and all that stuff, and the entire escapade that was blown open. And we've done some stories and reports on that. As a matter of fact, we can get the people on who are experts dealing with that. As you recall, we've had those.
We ought to revisit that, because yeah, this is probably one of the most troubling of issues that we cover. There's nothing as despicable and disgusting as pedophiles.
Yeah,
and when I say pedophiles, I'm not talking 18-year-old men with 16-year-old girls. We're talking young boys and girls under the age of 10 at times. And why, might you ask, this takes place? Because it is ritualistic and it is a part of the ultimate aberrant behavior that we see from these hypocrites. The bottom line is, if you take a look at their rituals, and we all know about the Skull and Bones, we all know about the Bohemian Grove. At the Bohemian Grove, what is one of their premier ceremonies, Steve?
Well, I mean, there are pedophilia events going on with young boys, of course. We've known that's happened for a long time.
Sure, but what is their premier ceremony? What is the ceremony?
Yeah, you're talking about the cremation of care and the rest of all of it. Yeah.
And what is the cremation of care consist of?
Well, it's about laying all these immoralities on the altar, so to speak, of, you know, the...
And there's a eulogy involved, is there not?
That's right.
And what is that eulogy of?
Well, I guess what it basically does is alleviates people from all of their bad conscience if they buy into all that, I suppose.
They eulogize a child, Steve.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A child. And you might say, oh, it's a mock eulogy. The point remains. How many children go missing every year, Steve Starrs?
There's a lot more than we know, and of course, we've had Matthew, the irreverent Buddhist, on many times. Bob, we should probably get him back on. He says within every 5 square miles in the United States, in any urban center, there's a child being abducted by Freemasons. He survived that. He was abused as an infant, and this was something he had to really dissolve in his whole life, is to figure out that it had actually happened. He had medical evidence to prove that it took place.
This is not easy stuff to talk about. This
is
so troubling. And forgive me, folks, if we're getting a bit heavy. If you're a new listener, I really want to get to the root of the evil here, because I see stories like this of the Masonic Temple
that the police found involved with a drug-fueled orgy. But that is simply the tip of the iceberg. Steve, let me tell you how many children go missing according to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. 800,000 children younger than the age of 18 are missing each year, or an average of 2,000 children reported missing each day. Where do all these children go?
Interesting. We know some, of course, are abducted by relatives or they run away, but that's not nearly enough to explain the 800,000. We need figures, of course, on how many remain missing, and that's the key issue because there are a lot of these young ones who are taken. This is a part of mind control tactics that have been used even from the beginning of life in a lot of these young ones. And I mean, it's kind of very scary when you get involved with these kinds of very occult organizations. And as you said, Bob, the whole situation there in Battle Creek, that's no big deal at all. I mean, I thought they were playing cards. You know, I mean, it's come on. These are adults, presumably. All of this is just a wild party. You know, I mean, I see nothing. I mean, I'm not trying to excuse it. I'm just saying this is nothing compared to the real stories of what's happening. And this has been covered up in the United States to a large extent. It's well known across Europe, and our European listeners who are out there, God bless them, you folks out there listening outside the U.S., you're welcome as the flowers of May. But you know about this over there, especially in Ireland, Germany, Western Europe. There's been a lot of expose done on this kind of thing happening over there, and it's very big in the United States as well, Bob.
I said eulogy before, Steve. I meant to say effigy.
Effigy, yes. Well, a eulogy in effigy, because they do burn, you know, a sacrifice in effigy and deliver a eulogy with it. I guess that's the way to
put it. I mix those two terms up, you know. Yeah, potato, potato.
Yeah, it's like processional, recessional, you know, whatever that is.
Which one's which? Say that five times fast.
Processional. But you know, when we talked about that Franklin case and the timeline, right. I mean, all you have to do really is just Google Boystown Franklin scandal, and you get all the stories. And remember the film that came out that was banned for so long, and there are a lot of people.
Conspiracy of silence. Google that or start page it.
Right.
Google. Conspiracy of Silence. If you're listening on your radio in your car, remember that. Conspiracy of Silence. This is the information that the lamestream media is trying to cover up at all cost. And this is the real behind-the-scenes look at the evil and corruption in our world today. These warmongers don't just get off on human sacrifice and conflict. They get off on one of the most despicable acts imaginable.
Yeah. And you can see the film Conspiracy of Silence on the net now. It was banned. It came out. It was going to be shown, but it's still back up there. It's managed to survive. We've got to keep the internet alive and open. There have been people, and we will bring guests on who have been through this at a young age. It is a matter of trauma-based shock treatment that's put, that's imposed upon little children. In order to create them into MK Ultra controlled people as they get older. And this is a very real part of what's going on here. It's a very deviant thing. It's very real. This is not just conspiracy, and we're not digging up old stories to try to frighten people and glamorize or sensationalize this at all, friends. It is very real. It's going on. It needs to be exposed, and it needs to be seen for what it really is, Bob, and you're doing a great job doing that.
Well, thank you. When we come back, we have three police state issues I want to get to. The militarization of our police remains a concern in my mind. The New York Times reveals recently that the DEA and AT&T alliance has been created to supposedly fight the war on drugs. We'll talk about DUI checkpoints requiring blood tests, forced blood tests. We'll also get into the shocking video of excessive force in Detroit. Don't go anywhere.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back. Let's see here. Some police state issues. The all-seeing, all-knowing police state is watching you at all times. It really is George Orwell's idea of 1984, Steve. You know, Big Brother. They are watching. And I read that novel as a kid thinking, this is so far out. Well, really, it's not that far out. It seems that Big Brother is here right in front of our faces. And it's done with cooperation of some of the biggies in telecommunications and communications in general, as well as the media. The New York Times has revealed recently, after obtaining a slideshow presentation showing a secret agreement between telecommunications giants AT&T others and the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, which outlines a program allegedly utilized by agents to track drug dealers who frequently toss prepaid cell phones. Quote, the Hemisphere Project, a partnership between federal and local drug officials and AT&T, that has not previously been reported, involves an extremely close association between the government and the telecommunications giant, AT&T. So, what's the gist of this story, folks? Well, that's just it. The powers that shouldn't be in the DEA are aligning themselves with AT&T and all the big telecommunication giants. We heard Verizon was big when the whole NSA thing came out. They were really targeted and pigeonholed. Well, the reality of the situation is, Steve, why are they coming after these people? It's not for benevolent reasons. It is to essentially X out the competition. Because you see, folks, the real drug pushers taking the substances that the war in Afghanistan has flooded into the market, the crack cocaine that our former proxy states have allowed to come here, the people like Oliver North, who now has his own TV show, but how can we forget was involved in the Iran-Contra scandal and actively pushing drugs onto the streets of America. The CIA has been accused of developing crack cocaine. Fact is, the war on drugs is a war on competition so that the black market can be fueled with the powers that shouldn't be's drug, with the powers that shouldn't be in their drugs, okay? That's the bottom line. That's how I see this. And I wonder how you see it. We're going to keep the phone lines open next hour, and we're going to get to your calls. We want this show to be as interactive as possible. We also have the chat room at BobTuskin.com. That's BobTuskin.com. So if you want to chat with us in live time, join us there. Steve, you know, we're talking about Big Brother watching us at all times. And what agency is more notorious for this these days than any others? Well, it's the NSA, of course. Well, check this out, Steve. You're going to get a kick out of this. I know you'll like this. Have you ever heard of Iranian-Dutch filmmaker Behram Sadeghi?
No, I haven't, but I'm going to, I guess.
You're going to hear about him. Well, he accidentally deleted an email message, and he couldn't get it back. He tried. He looked all... You've done that before, right?
Oh, absolutely. And where do you get it? I mean, how can you find those lost emails?
I have no idea. Well, he came up with a brilliant idea. We were just talking about how the NSA has endless data on us, how they've collected all our emails, they've listened to all of our phone calls. Well, he got the great idea to call the NSA and tell them about this. When he couldn't get an NSA employee to admit to collecting the email and internet data, he let them know that, well, he was born in Iran, so he might be a person of interest to the NSA, even though we know they're really collecting all of ours data. So here it is. Let's listen to his attempt to try to recover that pesky email that he deleted. And, of course, he calls the right people, in my opinion.
Can I help you?
Hello, my name is Behram Sadeghi. I'm calling from Holland, from Amsterdam. Is this NSA?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a couple of days ago I received an email and by mistake I deleted that email permanently. Okay. I went to a specialized computer shop in Amsterdam to redo my mistake and get the email back. And they said they couldn't help me, but... they said maybe your organization, since you have a powerful and trustworthy governmental organization and you keep track of a lot of emails and internet data, maybe you could help me?
Okay, this is something that we wouldn't actually be able to help you with. Who is your email, who hosts your email? That's probably who you need to contact.
So you don't keep track of emails of people?
We're not going to be able to... retrieve something that you deleted. That's not what we do. Yeah.
I see.
But do you mind if I just take down some information from you?
Yeah,
for our records,
maybe.
Since you're going?
Yeah.
Okay, and your first name again?
By the way, maybe I have to add this piece of information because the people from the internet shop, they said that since I'm born in Iran, you know, or Iran, as you probably pronounce it, but I live in Amsterdam for 26 years, and I have some of my friends work in the media, I travel a lot. They said maybe I am a kind of person of interest for NSA.
Well, that's not something I can help you with here. Like I said, you would probably want to contact whoever hosts your email to have them pull up whatever you delete.
I have a Gmail. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, so you would probably want to contact Gmail.
You don't work with Gmail or Google in general together?
This is not something that we'd be able to assist you with.
Oh, maybe... I should rephrase my question. You don't work together in cooperation with Google?
I don't know, sir. I just hear and I take phone calls. If you mind if I just get some contact information for you?
Yeah.
Okay, and your first name?
Excuse me, ma'am. One more piece of information, maybe. Do you have any idea whether you have like a sister organization in Holland or in Europe? You know, like NSA from Holland, and strong and trustfully sister organization in Holland. Who can help me?
No, sir. So.
Well, they definitely have one in Israel. It's called the Mossad. And Steve, I thought that was pretty darn clever. Okay?
That's yeah.
He was calling the right people. You know, if you lose your information, who do you call? The NSA.
Yes, if you lose your email, call NSA. They've got them all, so don't worry about that. Everything's on record with them.
I want to urge our listeners to do the same thing. Have you ever lost an email? Have you ever had a phone call that you wish you could listen back on? You know, I have. Please, by all means, and I want your calls to be sent to me once you do this. The email is thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. Gmail, Google. We know they're working with the NSA. We know they're tracking all of Gmail's information. So please, by all means, send me an email with your attempt to try to track down your data and see what the person at the NSA that you speak with has to say in that regard. Steve, when we come back next hour, we got a lot to get to still. I have some more police state issues I want to bring up. There's a viral video about police using excessive force in Detroit. When is this going to stop? I got to tell you about how the NSA spied on communications of Brazil and Mexico's president. Why is that? Well, we'll discuss why that is. Yeah. And so much more coming up in hour number two of the Bob Tuscan Show. And we'll get your calls as well. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. 43. Steve Starrs is my co-host, and his film is HIV Equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud. If you are not familiar with that topic, please go to his website, AIDSfraudvideo.com. That's AIDSfraudvideo.com. And again, you can reach me at my website, Bob Tuscan, T-U-S-K-I-N is how you spell my last name, .com, BobTuscan.com. All right, we got a lot to get to. We're just able to scratch the surface thus far. And we will do so after this quick message from our sponsors. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
John Stepp.